And the last point that I wanted to highlight when talking about dua, dua was supposed to be our means of communication with Allah. So the more we make dua, meaning the more we get, we always continue to communicate with Allah, because these days, people start losing their confidence of being able to directly communicating with Allah. So there are people ending up thinking that we need to have mediatories or mediums in the middle, people in the middle between us and Allah, in order to help as a catalyst to help the dua to reach Allah. Well, it was supposed to be a direct communication. Do we understand it? Especially when talking about prayer, in our prayer, Allah in the Hadith Qudsi, talking when we are reciting the Fatiha, every verses that we mention in Fatiha, Allah answers directly. So meaning every day, every prayer, every raka'ah, we are communicating with Allah. When we say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, and Allah replied to us, Hamidani Abdi, my servant praises me. So we have been communicating with Allah, it's just that we don't realize it and we're not focusing on it. So that's why we need to communicate more and more and more, in order to be able to have this satisfaction, the calmness, and the confidence, so that we don't lose hope and we know that Allah is there and is always with us, trying to grant us the best of what we need. So we have to continue and to really believe that we can directly communicate with Allah, because if we continue to have this idea of passing this task and role of communicating with Allah with mediatories, then we will end up the way the previous nations that has been destroyed. Why? Because they end up committing shirk. Just because at first they wanted to have things in the middle as a medium for them to strengthen that communication, when they were supposed to be able to do that by themselves directly with Allah.